More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee's Fine Arts Quartet has been in residence at UW-Milwaukee for a half century, the same length the college's Peck School of the Arts has been around. A more recent tradition for the quartet is its summer evenings of music, typically a series of four concerts through the month of June. Among the hallmarks of the series is the inclusion of guest performers and a move away from standard quartet repertoire. Sunday, guest pianist Cheyenne Wong will join the Fine Arts Quartet for a concert that includes Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1 in a chamber ensemble arrangement. Wong is a native of China and for the last 15 years has carved out an impressive set of credits and recordings. She tells Lake Effect's Bonnie North about her previous performances in Milwaukee.
Whenever I'm in New Milwaukee, I always perform with Fine Arts. And we did, I believe, 2 years ago, we did some Schumann chamber music. And also Franck chamber music. And for last year, I think we did some duos with violins. And I forgot exactly what we played, but it's always just interesting repertoire there.
Yes. And for you, you're primarily a soloist, aren't you?
Right. I mean, I do everything. I play with orchestra, do recitals, and play with chamber musicians. And I love doing all of the different categories, for sure.
Will this be the first time you do the Chopin with the Fine Arts Quartet?
Yes, this will be first time doing Chopin.
Oh, that'll
with the,
be
with the chamber.
That'll be exciting.
Yes, I have actually never done anything like this. A concerto with a chamber group. It should be interesting.
How would you approach that? How do you approach that as a pianist? It being so different from what you might have done before.
This is actually, when you think about an orchestra, there's concerto, the soloist, and there's conductor, and there's the orchestra members. So that is how the conductor is making sure that we stay together. But now in the chamber music, it is just the five musicians that we're making sure that we're doing everything correctly. We're making music, and we are doing the ensemble right. So it's sort of we're our own conductors. This way, it's more intimate and probably has a little more freedom to do things, I would say, because it's less people involved with a concerto like this. And especially with Chopin, he's the king of the rubatos and everything, and improvisation-like passages. So it will be probably a luxury of having lots of freedom to do things that I want to do.
When you sit down and work with a group like the Fine Arts Quartet, who have, mm-hmm. at least some of the members, been together for many, many, many years and have developed
Correct.
That, I want to say it's a sixth sense that musicians have when they've played mm-hmm. together a long time.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And yes, you've played with them, but not on a regular basis. How mm-hmm. do you find your way into working with that cohesive group that they already are?
It's very interesting because it is just like, I would say, compared to daily life, you meet people and then you click right away. Sometimes you just have these moments that you feel that you have connection with someone, or you have a very easy way of clicking with each other. That's what I felt the first time I played with Fine Arts, and we share a lot of, I think, common sense in music making and of doing phrasing, also musicality. We have a lot of similarities. That's what made it a lot easier to combine the five of us quickly and then to get a repertoire done. But also, it's not every time like that, I know. It's sometimes you just maybe not so smooth, but then through working through it, you always get where you want it. But I think the Fine Arts and I, we clicked right away in the beginning, so it was a really big plus sign there.
Isn't it interesting how that works? And as an audience member, I love it because I can always tell when mm-hmm. the performers have that level of comfort with each other.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And trust.
Right. Everything comes out on the stage. Everything comes out when you perform, I think. Agreements or disagreements or arguments, but definitely it comes out in the performance that represents each individual's personality, I think. It's okay. It's totally fine sometimes if there are disagreements, but that's what makes it interesting, is that you can work it through and then come out with something that's actually even better result than not talking about it. So it's definitely, it's a positive thing to collaborate with different musicians. And I have played with many different musicians without playing with them on a daily basis, and that's how you just work it out. And then plus the natural feeling together, you can like the same food, you can talk about things and get to know each other. This all helps very much.
I was listening to you and thinking, finding your way into a piece of music and finding what the composer wanted mm-hmm. to express through that piece of music, but then also figuring out what the five of you want to express mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Are they sometimes different things? I mean, I know you're in service to the composer to a great extent, but mm-hmm. do you ever find yourself wanting to go somewhere that isn't maybe a traditional?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, always there are. I mean, there are different. And actually, when you play the same piece a few times, but you never play the same way already, it's natural like that. And definitely exploring interesting ideas and something that people have never done. Of course, it's going to be within the boundaries of what tensions of the composer. We're not going to make Mozart into Schoenberg or something like that, but definitely explore more interesting, rarely done ideas, or just make something that's even more beautiful or something already done before, or just make it our own way. Nothing will come out the same. Different musicians placing piece, it's always different, with different groups, different representations, so it will never be the same.
As you've delved into the Chopin yourself, into your part, are there particular things that you're thinking about that you might like to push in a different direction when you finally get together and rehearse?
Right. I have played this piece when I was younger, and now coming back to it, there are definitely different approach and different understandings. I think I personally just want to see how the first run-through will be with the quartet, and from there, I would probably give some... I definitely think it's an extreme romantic piece, but I personally don't tend to make romantic pieces into a sort of a drag kind of feeling, so that's something that I definitely don't want to. It's still a very simple, beautiful, just melodic line, and it should be just played without any extra decorations. Just the way it is, it's already beautiful.
So don't overdo it, in other words.
Yeah, with everything, I don't want to overdo anything that's not necessary.
Is this particular time period one of your favorites to play, or do you have other repertoire that you're more fond of?
Oh, no, I'm all into every different genres, from Baroque to this romantic, and then I have Impressionism. I love Gershwin also, American music, and contemporary. I have recorded Daniel Poor's both piano preludes. I'm into every genre that has clicked with me, the piece of music that has clicked with me. I also have, I just recorded the American CD with Shandell's three American concertos, the Gershwin, the Barber, and the Copland.
Ooh.
On one CD with the Royal Scottish Symphony Orchestra. That was completed last month, and it will be released in October.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear that. All three fantastic pieces.
There are really, really magnificent. Thank you very much.
And the Royal Scottish National Orchestra is very good, too.
Yes, yes. Extremely high-quality playing.
Yeah, and nimble. I think of them as a particularly nimble orchestra. I don't know why, but I do.
That's a good word, yes. It makes sense. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. They are, first of all, they're all very good players, and they're very, very self-critical, actually. At the moment when we were recording, they would individually go into the recording studio and listen to their replay. And if there were something that they don't like, they will want to do it again. So they are very self-strict like that.
Now, have you and the Fine Arts Quartet recorded at all?
Yes, we recorded on Schumann, Piano Trio, Opus 132, and Piano Quartet and Piano Quintet.
Is there any possibility that you might think about recording the Chopin?
We're going to have to find out if there is any interest from recording labels. Yeah. That is always the first.
Always the first thing, yes.
Yeah.
But I imagine it would be lovely to get that onto a recording.
That's, of course, everything should be recorded.
So other than this concert on Sunday, do you have any other plans to be back here in Milwaukee with the Fine Arts Quartet, or is that it for this year?
I think, yes, so far has been just once a year, and I'm very honored, very, very grateful that I'm being invited so many times already. So I hope that goes on as an annual reunion to play together for the audience there. That would be wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. Welcome back to Milwaukee, and have a wonderful concert.
Thank you very much. I look forward very much. Thank you.
Pianist Chiyin Wong will perform Sunday evening with the Fine Arts Quartet at the Zelazo Center on the campus of UW-Milwaukee. She'll perform music by Chopin, and the concert also includes works by Stravinsky and Ravel. The show helps wrap up the 50th anniversary celebration of the Peck School of the Arts. Chiyin Wong spoke with Bonnie North. Another break now, and then when we return, our outdoor adventure contributors share some compelling reasons to camp out in your backyard this weekend. That's when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.